Blog Talk Radio.
All right, race fans. I don't know what time it is. It's Race Chat Live. Got Craig Moore in the studio. I got Mr. CJ Sports producing the show here today. People are probably going to wonder why we're going to do the podcast tonight. Well,
because we're in separate venues.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to cough on each other.
Right.
Yeah, but you're from New York. There's a state of emergency there.
Yeah, well, our governor's a douche nozzle, but that's for another show.
That's totally another show. So these libertards and all these crybabies have gotten their way. They are basically shutting down America just before our very eyes. We could spend the whole show talking about the coronavirus. We can try to find some lighter things to talk about. I've got a mixed on both subjects. I have my own personal views about things, and personally, I don't really have any enthusiasm to watch a race with no fans in the stands. I'm sorry. There's not going to be any fans in the stands, then why race, right? I mean, it just shows, it puts the wrong image out there that we're racing for money, right? And we're supposed to be racing for the fans. Well, you know, Atlanta has dropped the ball, okay? They're not going to give refunds. They're going to give you credit to the next race. Oh, yeah, wow. So everybody who spent that hard-earned money to buy their tickets now have to accommodate themselves in some other way. And to me, Craig Moore, that's beyond BS. That is, I'm sitting right here. I've got 11 Talladega tickets right in front of me. Sure, I buy them every year, no doubt. But if I'm not going to be able to go in April, then to me, the tickets are useless. Well, I'm not going to get a refund. They're going to give me credit for next year. You know, I don't see where they have the right to make that kind of call. If they're going to be using your money to pay the racers, because that's probably how, you know, some of the purse money's be given out, is through ticket sales. Just don't race. We'll reschedule this damn thing, and we'll race till Christmas if we need to. Okay? You know, we canceled New Hampshire after 9/11, and we raced it at the end of the year. Okay? We canceled Daytona one time because of some Florida fires, and we raced it at the end of the year. I don't know where this whole fashion statement about, well, we're gonna have a sporting event, but we're not going to have fans there. Anytime you're bringing people, track workers, anything to that extent, you're bringing people together. There's still going to be 10,000 people there who are a part of the teams and everything else. So, Craig, please, take the floor, because I'm ready to throw my microphone down. I'm ready to, you know, I mean, I'm in a sour mood right now, so help me out.
I see that. But here's my take.
Here's my take, if you will. Okay, so now I was just listening to Claire B. Lang on Sirius, and she said that there's still going to be about 1,000 people there. They've still got to come in. They're still somewhat of a threat to the racing community. That's how I interpreted it. So now we're going to continue that threat. I think it's totally wrong. Now, I do understand the difference between NASCAR and the stick and ball sport is that there's we'll use the Boston Red Sox for an example. First off, they can't win anything anyway, so it don't much matter. But they don't have $35 million worth of sponsorship on their race car, on their hauler, on their uniforms. So I understand that aspect of it. I also understand the scheduling aspect of it. The races that they're going to cancel over the next couple of or not canceled, but limited fan access, no fan access to, their southern tracks. Miami, Atlanta, and I forget where we go after Miami. But move those to the end. Don't have them now. It just makes zero sense to me. In one aspect, and then in another aspect, I kind of understand what they're saying. You know, they got sponsor commitments. This isn't a stick and ball sport to where they got owners fully funding the teams. I think if this would have happened back in the 70s, 80s, it would have been a whole nother. It would have been a whole nother ball game. I think it would have worked out totally different, and they would have canceled the. They would have canceled the next two races.
Why is the government telling us what we can and can't do? What is up with the government telling us that we should not go to these events? Where does the government get off? Are we not a free country? Is this not Orwellian? I mean, people accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist, but yet our country is shutting down over something that has a less of a kill rate than heart disease, than cancer, than the damn flu. What are we doing? Mr.
So
CJ,
you must have
been keyed up.
I want to throw something else. And I'm not trying to – I completely – y'all made valid points. But I also want to throw something else out there. I understand that it's not the greatest image to have a race with no fans in the stands. Hell, I've been to Kentucky a few times, and I felt there was nobody in the stands. So I completely understand that. But when we're right now at a time – that NCAA tournaments are canceled. The NBA season has been suspended. The XFL season is done for the year. All these other sports have basically closed shop. And you got all these idiots out there running around buying up all the toilet paper, and which I'm still kind of baffled on why this is.
I'll explain that to you, CJ.
But for someone like me that would like to have some kind of normalcy going on and be able to escape from the world and escape from all this stupidity, I understand your guys' valid point, but at least I get to know this Sunday, I get to sit down and watch races. There's got to be nothing else to watch. There ain't going to be no other sports going on. At least I'll have an opportunity to sit in my house with normal people and watch a sport that I love versus being stuck here Sunday. Even church is canceled at this point. Instead of being stuck in this world, losing my mind, and have nothing else to kind of take my mind and go elsewhere, and then other than roam Facebook and look at all the stupidity and crazy that's going on. Like I said, you guys make valid points, but the way I'm looking at it is at least I get something normal out of this week. Even though there's not going to be no fans and it's not going to be completely normal, at least I get something of my regular routine that I will be able to do this week, because everything else just went out the window.
No, you won't, because you know why, and I'll tell you why. Because all we're going to hear about for the next 2 weeks at these two races is coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Okay? At least I'm a survivor of Katrina. I'm a survivor of 9/11. I think we all remember 9/11. I think we can all agree that 9/11 was wild. Like, you just never expected life to stand still the way that it did. But we also survived Katrina 4 years later, right? And Katrina, we didn't even have any power for 3 weeks, man. We were kumbaya. Okay, people were getting three tattoos. I mean, we turned into tribal like really quick with Katrina. We didn't even have any power. If this is such a state of an emergency, my suggestion, Greg, and CJ Sports is let's shut the whole country down for 2 weeks. Because why would we extend this even longer by putting people at risk? If it's such a big deal, let's freeze everything, make people stay at home for the next 2 weeks, and hopefully when the temperatures warm up up north, we'll ride this thing out, man. I mean, I understand the effort and I understand the normalcy, like, because we all want to feel normal again. But I'll be real honest with you, Mr. CJ Sports. I'm ready to turn on Netflix and chill for the next 14 days. I've got enough toilet paper. I went 2 weeks ago and bought my peanut butter and tuna fish. I mean, we are okay.
That's a
man.
Nasty combination.
We all need
dude.
To take a 2 week vacation, brother. I mean, as long as they're not going to foreclose on the houses, and as long as they're not going to shut your power bills off, then sure, let's take 2 weeks off. Let the power company deal with it. Let the nurses do their thing. But the rest of us, let's go home. Let's spend time with our family. Because, I mean, if anything, we'll know within our own family of who has the virus and who doesn't, right? And at least then we can control how far this thing goes. Because if not, and we're still having these, you're still going to the grocery store and somebody coughs on you, it's still going to spread. By canceling the main event is not going to stop the spread, man. I'm at a loss for words, guys. I just want to throw my hands up in the air. I have quit drinking. I have quit smoking cigarettes. But nobody told me in 2020 that I was going to have to quit sports for 2 fucking weeks.
Mara's our 7-second delay.
Pete, much love. I turn in my resignation tomorrow.
Chris.
Yeah.
I was just starting to feel normal watching Ricky bring out the first caution in a wreck and like one of the last cautions in the race last week. Like life was getting back to normal.
Right. Oh,
Chris.
Yes. I'm still here.
Brother, you can't quit.
But what are we going to talk about?
You're fired.
Not in the stands? Thank you. Finally. I wondered how long it would take. It didn't take Steve this long. I mean, he died. he got off easy, y'all. Wow.
I did a live video about this morning. I don't know if y'all saw it. I didn't share it. I shared it on my DJ page, but I didn't share it anywhere else. I was doing some research, and I looked at my buddy Luke's page, who I admire, and Luke Rakowski, and he said during the 2018-19 flu season, there was 325 cases of the flu. 325 million cases of the flu, which 32,500 people died from the flu. Now, do we know if those people that died had the flu shot, still got the flu, and died? No, that CDC didn't say that. Of course not. But still, nobody called that a friggin' pandemic or whatever the hell they're calling this. Here's the deal. We worry about shit in this country we do not need to worry about.
Dr. Drew said that today. Exactly.
And I don't even watch Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
We worry about shit we don't need to worry about. There's people in the CDC that make far more money than us that went to school far a lot longer than the fourth grade that the three of us went to, and
well,
that are smarter than us. Well, you were in the Army, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll accept anybody.
They're desperate. They're like the Navy.
As long as you're not flat-footed and you don't have a lisp, you're fine.
But we worry about stuff. I agree, Chris. I agree with you. This race Sunday is not going to be fun to watch.
No.
It's not.
It's because we're just going to talk about the coronavirus.
Right. Now, I want to switch gears.
How are we going to switch
gears? Yeah, it's all Trump's fault.
We're going to switch gears, too.
Basically, I want to switch gears. I want to talk about Jimmy Johnson.
The government. Oh, my God. I just don't know if I'm ready yet.
I want to talk about Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
Who's going to get a win first, Jim? Yeah, we'll come back to the coronavirus. Who's going to get what? Listen, it's a shame that Tom Hanks and his wife have the coronavirus. They look
happy
about it.
They really hate Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's kind of like conspiracy. Epstein. Oh, yeah, and Epstein didn't kill himself. How about that? So another
Listen, what happened to all those people that were moving to Canada if Trump got elected? They're still here.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Johnson, Ryan Blaney, question for you. Who's going to win a race first?
Oh, Ryan Blaney. He's on the verge. And you know what's also who's also on the verge? All them homeless people in Los Angeles. Just imagine one of those guys shitting on the street, and everybody's messed up, dude. One rainstorm, after that guy poops on the side of the street, everybody's sick, bro. Everybody.
But it is sad because I listen to the NASCAR channel at Sirius today for pretty much most of the day because I was on the run. I didn't have
road?
The runs. I was on the
road. Are you like Mike?
I
Joy
was on
now?
The road.
Yeah. How many times does Mike Joy in a broadcast say they're headed to pit road?
Yeah. They're headed to pit road. And the majority of the conversation today was coronavirus. And I thought we have no racing headlines from last weekend we could talk about.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Blaney is a good start because you know why? He just signed a deal with Penske, right? And we know Brad, you know, company guy, most wins ever at Penske Racing. Yeah, you got one little guy, P9, you know, won a couple of races. Contract's probably worth $2 million a year of that. He's talking about, oh, well, I'm Mr. Loyal Guy. I wouldn't have picked up the phone for anybody if they had called anyway. Well, guess what, Ryan Blaney? It's probably because nobody was calling you. You make $2 million a year, right? I mean, you're talking about Penske here that's fully sponsored. He doesn't, you know, I mean, $2 million. Here you go, Ryan Blaney. Now, you got Brad Keselowski who says, hey, I'm not picking up the phone and calling people, but if somebody wants to call me, I'm listening. You know why? Because that contract's worth $15 million. He's a past champion. So don't compare yourself, Ryan Blaney, and don't call yourself loyal when you're at the end of the totem pole versus a champion like Brad Keselowski. I mean, all jokes aside, he does look like Beavis, but, you know, or Butthead or one of the – I guess
no,
more
no,
like
no,
Beavis,
no.
But.
Beavis is Luke Bryan. But,
you know, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott, you put them in the same room together, you dress them in the same clothes, you hear them both talk, you would think it's the same guy. So, I mean, my gosh, who would I rather be, Beavis or the Chase Elliott lookalike guy? I swear, $2 million. Jeez. Pat DiModesto makes that, buddy.
Well, he does now.
How about the coronavirus? I wanted to get Chaz Thompson on here tonight. I really felt like he could really like bring some insight on the conspiracy side of this whole ordeal. But you know, I mean, I'm the type of person I don't like to be told what to do. Okay, and I know that there's a lot of other Americans out there that don't like to get told what to do either. It should be my choice. If I want to go, and I want to go sit in an arena and have somebody cough on me, so be it. Let me have that right. You know, I mean, if you pay for insurance, because what I believe is really going on here, guys, I believe the NBA jump-started this, and then everybody said, oh, my God, what about the insurance? What's going to happen if one of these guys sues us because they got the coronavirus from at our stadium? Now, just like clockwork, everybody else is falling into. I was excited about the XFL this weekend. I know y'all were too, right? Right, Mr. CJ Sports?
Oh, yeah.
I really thought, oh, yeah. This is XFL's moment to shine. And then what do? They cashed in their check, too. So
well, you
now
know
here
what?
We are without sports. It's the day that sports died. You give me 2 weeks of not being on sports, and I'm going to think of it like cigarettes and alcohol. I just don't need it anymore.
I find
not
that
emotionally
hard to believe.
Invested.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because y'all know I love this. Y'all know I was almost going to say a bad word. I don't have any other life but sports, and as we get real serious here, I'm serious. Sports is my thing. I don't care if it's basketball. I've even watched hockey. Thanks to the great John Izzo, I even watch a little hockey every now and then. Why? Because I don't want to fool myself in being emotionally attached to drama series like The Resident, like Grey's Anatomy, like all these other shows that come on TV. you get emotionally attached to the characters and to the people that they're portraying. I follow what's real. Sports is real to me. Sports is real. Every day there's something in the sports world that connects to me. And now they're not going to stop showing Grey's Anatomy because of the coronavirus. They're not going to stop showing the Lord of the Rings or whatever the heck it is. Whatever. They're not going to stop these shows, but yet my life comes to a standstill because of some virus that the media has put everybody into a mass hysteria in. I mean, I'm literally, it's depressing to me, guys. I hope y'all can help me pull through this.
Well, we'll go to the Corona Anonymous meetings with you.
Yeah, I need that, man. I need the support. I need all the support I can get right now. It's going to be some dark times, man. It's going to be some real dark times.
I will tell you this. I do know this because I was listening to the news. The state of Florida, the governor, Ron DeSantis, said that he cannot tell people that they cannot go to sporting events. He can't make that illegal. However, he's recommending that nobody go to a sporting event with more than 100 people. To tell you how this has possibly affected me and my business, as silly as this may sound, I had a bar owner message me at 10:30 last night. I seen it this morning when I woke up at 4:30. She goes, "Oh my God, I hope the coronavirus doesn't hurt our attendance Friday night." I said to her, I said, "It will be fine." I didn't want to tell her that her bar doesn't hold 100 people. I mean, and I don't know how to say this without sounding cocky, but it's an hour and a half drive for me. So when I play down there, and I only put DJ down there like once every 4 or 5 months. So I play there like twice a year. So I'm like, and they have one other band that comes in and plays. So I'm an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I booked this 6 months ago. People are looking forward to it. They're not going to miss out. They're not going to miss out. But to show you.
No, because there's absolutely nothing else to do.
Right, exactly. You know, and it's scary. But getting back to this Florida thing, because I got sidetracked because my ADHD kicked in. Vince McMahon canceled the XFL season. What's happening in Tampa, Florida in 2 weeks? WrestleMania 36. That brings in over 100,000 people.
Wow.
They've already limited, and you say what you want about the WWE because we all know that shit's scripted.
Oh, yeah.
But their WrestleMania season starts the day after WrestleMania ends. They're prepping for the next year.
Right.
Their storylines are based on that. The amount of money that the WWE brings in is second to the Super Bowl to the area in which they're playing. Between hotel, food, gas, the state taxes. So they've already refunded tickets to the travelers from Italy, China.
They did the right thing. Right.
Well, they're not. They haven't canceled it yet.
Right.
But it's in consideration. Apparently, Vince McMahon, who is the CEO of the president of the XFL and the WWE, he had a meeting with Governor DeSantis today to discuss this. I've looked on WWE.com, and I haven't seen anything about it. However, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Think about all the revenue that these cities are losing because of these sporting events being canceled.
Yeah, it's going to have a trickle-down effect. It really is. It's going to be the small people that, you know, the little people, the ones that normally take a little bit in and they pass it around, you know. Those are going to be the vendors, the bars, the community itself that needs us to stay in business. You know, this is affecting in so many ways, guys. And with the NBA, what are they going to do? Are they going to return them some of the money for their TV contract? I mean,
right.
You know, I guess with NASCAR, that's probably the reason why they're going to run without any fans, because they don't want to risk being sued for the return from the TV deal. And it's kind of,
right,
it would be hard to really run these races at the end of the year because of our chase format, right? They've already promised Arizona and Phoenix to be the championship place. So you would literally have to make sure that Phoenix was the last race of the year so that that was your championship race. So they put themselves in this predicament, which I wonder why they never thought of that in the first place. You know what I mean? I mean, if we've once before had to move a race to the end of the year, how is this one not already been considered?
Well, it makes you sit back and think of, you know, I'm sure going now. We all like conspiracy theories. Well, you and I do, Chris. I can't speak for Jason. I can't speak for CJ. But I can tell you that you and I like conspiracy theories. Do you know what happens every 4 years in this country?
Yeah, we elect a president.
What has happened in the last? Right. Well, we're going to elect another one here. And it's going to be the same one, but I digress.
Yeah. Right.
Every 4 years, there's a presidential election, there's a virus.
Oh, yeah, the Zika virus. How many nephews were born, nephews and nieces were born with a little bitty, with the Beetlejuice head, you know?
Right.
I mean, any of y'all had any nieces, nephews, kids born with a skinny head?
No.
and what happened to the Zika virus? It just went away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have small brains, but they don't have little heads.
Right. Well, I think that's half of America anyway. It's all those that voted for Hillary.
I think that the media is making more out of this than what it is, and I think they're scaring the shit out of everybody. Pardon my French. And folks, that you guys are tuning in and listening, I want to apologize for taking so much time talking about this coronavirus, but it's a real deal. And
what else
affected,
are we supposed to talk about?
Well, Chris is going to go through withdrawal here in a minute, because I do want to talk about the bounty, because there's much confusion about this bounty on Mr. Kyle Busch and the Truck Series. It was that you had to beat him. You had to win the race in order to collect the bounty. Now it's if any Truck Series regular finishes ahead of him, which is kind of the same thing. They just keep wording it different. NASCAR is not policing this bounty. This is a bounty that two drivers put up and another Truck Series team, Helmar Friesen Racing, put up. So how do you think this bounty is going to – what's your read on how this bounty takes place? I guess is my question.
Will Kyle Busch lose a truck race? Probably not. If he does, will he do a post-race interview?
Probably not.
So,
and if he does, so what do you want me to say?
Marcus Lemonis was great, right? I mean, Kevin Harvick and Marcus put this thing together, and we have not stopped talking about it. As a matter of fact, on a show that's completely dedicated to the coronavirus, we're still talking about the bounty, right? I mean, it gives us something to talk about, and that's what we need in the Truck Series right now. We needed something to talk about. Thank you, Marcus Lemonis. Thank you, Kevin Harvick. Thank you, Chris Larson. And thank you, Angela Roche, because without y'all, we would have nothing to talk about except for the coronavirus.
Now, I will tell you this. Stuart Friesen opened up the modified tour for this area down in Georgetown, down in New Jersey. He opened it up with a win.
Wow.
He opened it up with a win. I'm going to reach out to him in a couple of weeks and get him on. Talk to him and see. And then I've talked to, remember Kathy Bellin, we had her on last year? Mm-hmm. We're going to reach out. Her daughter is starting her go-kart seat racing career this year. So we're going to have her, we're going to have her and her mom on again in a couple of weeks. And I've also reached out to Luke Rakowski because he's getting ready to – he is the lead promoter, obviously, for the Lawnmower Racing Association. So we're going to have him on again this year because it's not just one race that he's promoting. He is the promoter for the entire series.
Right.
And then, of course, next week we have Hot Shoe McGrew on.
Awesome.
So hopefully
– I got a question for you guys. You think Joel Osteen is going to cancel his services this week?
Probably not. They're pre-recorded.
Oh, good gummit. I mean, you know, it's such a large church and all. You'd hate to see all those people in one place. Or who knows? A fight might break out or a race.
I can't wait to tonight.
So, how about let's just finish the next 30 minutes reading the jokes off of Facebook about the coronavirus. Anybody want to start?
Hold on, I'll find one.
So I know, Craig, I think what you need to do is explain the toilet paper hysteria to our good friend, Mr. CJ Sports, as we waste an hour show talking about absolutely nothing but the coronavirus and maybe a few other topics. Maybe y'all are listening in. Maybe you'll share the show.
Well, first off,
it's kind
CJ
like you got
shared
anything
this,
else to do. Walt Disney World is closed, for crying out loud. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
what's Mickey going to do?
Walt Disney World will close at the end of the day on March 15th. Wow. You know you know what? When Waffle House closes, y'all are all going to know this is a serious threat.
Listen, I don't have a Waffle House here, so I don't know what to tell you. But listen,
did you
CJ
know that
shared
you could,
this earlier?
You could literally rob a bank right now just by picking your nose.
Oh, yes, what a booger.
Yeah.
CJ earlier posted a picture of the coronavirus that says, I'm going to kill you, and humans say, I wipe my own ass.
So what is the hysteria with the toilet paper and
the
coronavirus? Because obviously it's not a stomach virus that we're messing with here. It's the respiratory virus. But for some reason, there's been a huge hysteria on everybody running down and buying up all the toilet paper. Please.
Here's the deal. People are thinking that if they're quarantined for 14 days, they have to be quarantined for 14 days, that they will need a steady supply of toilet paper. Because if there's five people in a house, because there's an average of 2.3 kids in a household, I don't know where the hell you get 0.3, but there's 2.3 kids average in a household, I guess, you know, that one that is still in the belly, in the uterus, whatever, that you're going to need an exponentially amount of toilet paper. So people are buying that. People are buying hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizer. We were in Walmart the other night, and I looked down the toilet paper aisle, and sure as shit, there was about 10 packages of toilet paper left. Notice the pun I did right there, right? No shit.
Right. Beautiful.
But
here's the thing, what I don't understand. There's no hand sanitizer. There's no toilet paper. But there's still plenty of baby wipes. And there's still plenty of Clorox wipes that, you know, you use for wiping your hands. What is it with the hand sanitizer, which is just alcohol? All you got to do is just go buy an 89-cent bottle of alcohol or in toilet paper. Why is there not a run on diapers, wipes, as well, right? I mean, you would think, hey, I mean, I've got to have diapers for my 2.3 kids that I have living in my house. And so, you know, I'm sure it's the 0.33rd child that really goes through the most diapers. Considering they only got a half a body, it's probably their digestive system that's actually missing. Somebody just
or unless
me
you're
off the air, man.
CJ, mute his mic for the next 28 minutes. CJ's probably telling Brandy, what the hell will I get myself into?
I mean, gosh, what happened to our show, man? Jesus.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal.
This after I said something to y'all, I was enlightened on something, and it kind of makes somewhat sense. And
oh, boy, here we go.
The whole Clorox thing you were talking about wipes earlier, That's at least not true in this area because Brandy was in charge of cleaning the
bathroom.
Just gym toys at the school, and there's not wipes in this area, at least, Clorox wipes or Clorox really anything, spray or anything. So that's all kind of gone. But I was informed that China produces, like, so they're saying people are worried that if they shut down, like, or the back of the state,
Wait. Do what? Something's wrong with your mic.
That, from what I was told, 65% of the toilet paper that we get in America is imported from China.
Right.
So that's what I've been told.
So we can't even be trusted to make our own shit tickets, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
I mean, what if it comes with the coronavirus? What if we're buying the coronavirus?
I don't know. I just know that they're worried about, people are worried about, if we stop taking stuff from China, then that's what we're going to run out. I don't know why. That's the thing that they choose from China, because almost everything comes from China, but that's what they choose. But that's what
you
I was told. I've been asked this a million times. I've asked this question a million times. Why the toilet paper? Why is that what everybody's out running around buying?
And why not milk and bread, right? I mean, that seems to be the go-to thing, right? During storms and all, everybody goes and buys milk and bread.
Milk,
I mean, we're not going to lose our power, so it's not like hurricane season where it's water and something. I don't even remember what it's not hurricane season.
You probably shouldn't eat Chinese food, too. Listen, there was a guy down in, I forget where he was at, but the last, New York City, I think it was. I forget, it was in the paper late last week. You know, our paper up here has 15 pages on a good day. And we got a lot of news. And he had last eaten at a Chinese restaurant in Albany. And then he went home and he passed away from, he got sick and got the coronavirus and was dead in a couple of hours. Now, I will tell you this. The guy was probably in his 80s, so he was probably pretty close to death anyway. I mean, but stay away from Chinese food.
Yeah, definitely. And I do DoorDash, and I want to stay away from the hospital. I literally am waiting for a return call from our.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, why would we go and deliver?
I want to stay away from people.
Yeah, right. I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, really, the media has installed all this fear. We've turned a show into it. I mean, it's just, you know, I hope we have a great race this weekend in Atlanta. I hope we leave Atlanta with something to talk about other than the damn coronavirus. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't even know who the hell is going to ever drink Corona again. Nobody.
Listen, my mother,
so
this
sick
is no
and
joke.
Tired of hearing the word Corona, that Corona beer. You might as well buy a couple of cases of it now because you won't have it in a year. Everybody will be drinking Dos Equis.
Listen, my mother had to go to the hospital yesterday morning to get a procedure to have stents put in, and because she don't listen. They told her to quit smoking, quit yelling at my stepdad, and she doesn't do either. So she had to have more stents put in. And we left, and I left, and 5 minutes later he left. And they said that he was the only one allowed back because of fear of coronavirus, because of the coronavirus. So when my mom posted that he was the only one that was allowed to come back, of course, I have to make a joke out of it because I'm a sick bastard at times. I said, well, see, what he did was he bought all the limes in the Adirondack Mountains. So he's the only one that can go back to the hospital because he has a steady supply of limes for the corona. My mother didn't find that funny, but on a serious note, I would like to publicly congratulate my daughter, and thank God y'all live where you do, because she, at the age of 27, finally is a licensed New York State driver.
No.
And y'all probably all should stay just away from here.
Wow.
She's kind of scary.
27 years old and just now got her license?
Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
The first thing she says to me is, Dad, you think I could drive your Jeep? I said, you got a better shot of seeing God.
Right.
She says,
so.
Oh. Wow.
Now,
on another note.
Give us a reason why she was 27 before she got her license. Did she just not want to learn how to drive?
She probably
should
even have it now.
I mean, I guess in New York, it's a little bit different than the South, but it seems like that was kind of 10 years later, right?
No, well, she never really wanted it. I guess she had it when she lived out west, and she had her permit. And then she tried for her driver's test before she moved back out here in August, and she failed it. So she moved back out here. She got her permit. And she doesn't do too bad. She just doesn't she doesn't anticipate. Well, now she doesn't really need it because we have forms of public transportation. Plus, she has those feet, but she has those Ferrari feet where she's the Lamber feet where she can walk anywhere she really needs to go within distance, like the grocery store.
Right.
But now she decides to get her license. So there's two vehicles in our household, and she says, "You think you let me drive your Jeep?" I said, "You got a better shot of seeing God." She says, "What about Grandma and Grandpa?" I said, "Yeah, no." But I mean, I'm happy for her. She got her license, and you know, she doesn't have a car to drive, but she got her license.
Well, that's cool.
So I'm going to send her down there, and I'm going to let her drive your car.
Yeah. No, she trust me. She can drive my little '94 Honda anytime. All she's got to do is just show up. She can drive me around while I do DoorDash all day.
But at least you're doing something with your life. That's good.
Hey,
not driving Miss Heather nuts.
Well,
but I will tell you that this weekend,
goes both ways.
No, you drive her nuts. I will tell her what you're saying.
Wow.
She's at work.
You gonna snitch on me?
No,
She's in there watching. She's in there watching Grey's Anatomy or something. Chicago PD or something. I don't even know.
There is a good show on, and we're going to go to TV in a second. We're going to talk TV for a second. On Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, there's a good show on. I know, CJ, this is a little too late for you, and Brandy makes you go to bed early. But because you're still not grown up and can't survive on 3 hours sleep. But there's a new show on called, I think it's called Life Sentence. It's a true story. You ought to check it out on Netflix or Hulu. It's really good. So take your 5 minutes away from sports, and because sports is gay. No, just kidding. And watch this show. It's pretty good. That's the only promo I'm going to do for it. But in all seriousness, I mean,
yeah, it has now happened. Facebook has officially started taking down the coronavirus jokes. We are in full lockdown, Orwellian mode. This is 1984. We're no longer allowed to joke about the coronavirus on Facebook. I mean, I'm at the total end with this. If I make it through this, guys, I know I will be a changed man. And so today, just today, Junior Motorsports announced that they will not be selling any merchandise. They will not have any employees in their merchandise building for the time being. And Joe Gibbs will not be allowing anybody to tour their race shop. So, you know, the overreaction continues. I mean, this is just why we've been on the air. It's so crazy, man. Life before our very eyes is changing. Are you guys ready to stay at home for 2 weeks? I mean, are you at a position
can
where you
can
survive?
I've been home for 4 months. For 4 months.
What does a guy like CJ Sports do if he were to be sent home for 2 weeks? God, I mean, this
Brandy
man worked
would
like
kill
100
him.
Hours for every week for like 3 years.
Where is Ms. Brandy? Is she close to the phone?
Yeah, she's sitting right here next to me.
Okay, put her on real quick. Put her on real quick.
No, don't listen to Craig.
put her on real quick. I got a question for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Say so.
Not good.
All right. Miss Brandy, I got a question for you. If he had to stay home for 2 to 3 weeks to be quarantined, how quick would it take for you to kill him? Be honest.
There's going to be another baby boom. I promise you. If people have to stay home for 2 weeks, there's going to be another baby boom. You're going to have old folks having babies.
Thank God. School where my
dude just died.
The school where my niece goes out in Michigan. The school where my niece goes out in Michigan has shut down for the next 3 weeks because of the coronavirus.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to be the new baby, the welcome back boomers. There's going to be a new baby boom, and it's going to, in 10 months from now, we're going to hear about all these babies being born, and they're going to be named like Corona and viruses.
Lime Rita.
She keeps looking at me with her mouth and what the hell's wrong with these guys?
What'd you say?
Oh, we sniff too much carbon monoxide in our life. Shit.
All right, on a serious note, this weekend, it has not been canceled yet that I know of. The Northeast Car Show is taking place at the Viaport Rotterdam Mall in Rotterdam, New York, Fonda, Glen Ridge. Everybody will have their race cars there that have prepared them over the winter time, except for probably one of the cars I sponsored. I don't think you're going to make it in time.
This could be big for dirt tracks, Craig. It really could be. Like, we're laughing, but on the serious note, this could be great for dirt tracks. If they don't decide to close their gates themselves, there's literally nothing else to do. The Gator Nationals has been canceled, for crying out loud. The Australian Grand Prix in Formula One has been canceled. Local colleges are not even returning back from spring break. There's got to be something to do. I mean, somebody will step up with that liability and say, let's throw a race here tonight. And I think that if that's going on in your part of the country like it is mine, then you need to go out and support a local dirt track. Because if there's anybody right now that needs a boost of fans, that needs to breed new people and new fans, it's racetracks, man. This is the perfect opportunity for you, for local tracks.
Now, here's a question I got for you. And it was brought up, I think it was this morning or this afternoon, I don't remember which, because I spent so much time on the road, or however he says it.
Road.
I forgot what I was going to say now because I'm trying to imitate him. You bastard.
Oh, my gosh.
I would say it's an age thing, but, oh, no, wait, I am the oldest of the three of us.
So why can't Gordon get the coronavirus? Let's just go there. Why can't you, that way? Wouldn't that be great?
You are terrible.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. No Jeff Gordon for the next 2 weeks. Oh, that would be great. Mike Joy.
Oh, did you hear about the cruises?
DW.
Did you hear about Carnival Cruise?
No.
Cruise Lines? Yeah, they're giving you buy a week, you get a second week free. Two weeks free.
Quarantine. I guess they'll show the movie Quarantine every night for the next 2 weeks. So Charles Barkley just come out. Charles Barkley is being tested for the coronavirus. Self-quarantine for 48 hours. Is this ever going to stop,
have
Mr. CJ Sports? Is this what every show is going to be like for the next 2 weeks at the 110 Nation? How do we get above this? How do we go with something else? Tell me, Mr. CJ Sports, where do we go from here? Sports is your last name. Give us some Jesus Christ moments right now, please.
I not do a show with you two, and I could probably stay away from it. Might be able to stay away from the F-bomb, too, this way, too.
Yeah. Sorry, I think that's the first time I've ever let the F-bomb drop.
No, it's not.
At this point, really with the sports and the way things are going, we're going to have to use opportunities that
these athletes take advantage of, and I'm not saying in a bad way, but take advantage of and kind of bring that. And that, in all seriousness, I hope in with the money that these players make and I'm not going to say the seriousness of this because I think this is just blown way down proportion. I think it's I'm like most people that actually have some kind of sense. We lose anywhere from 40,000 to 60,000. The number changes people every year from the flu, but we've only lost a few hundred people from this. Like, come on, like you tell me that these 300, 400, 500, whatever it is, 100 people lives matter more than the 50,000 or 60,000 we lose every year just from the flu or every other disease. And it just, but anyway, I'm hoping that we'll have athletes step up and use this as an opportunity to shine. And what I mean by, okay, go out and invest a bunch of money to help those that maybe could get out and get toilet paper and get, you know, necessities, the meats and everything, and sell it out. And give back to the community or provide shelters for those or provide opportunities for those that maybe have caught it but don't have the insurance and help. I'm hoping that there's going to be feel-good stories out of this over the next couple of weeks and some of these athletes, especially since now there's not no sports going on, that they're you know, they're, everything's been suspended, and use that for an opportunity to give back to their communities, give back to their states, give back to the fans. That's what I'm hoping will come out of this next couple of weeks if we have no sports going on and we have nothing else better to talk about.
But if we're not losing a Donovan Mitchell, if Rudy Gobert is not going to die, then what is the real scare about, right? Like, we should be saying bye-bye Rudy Gobert, right? We should be saying, Donovan Mitchell, we loved you, man. You know, have a memorial for both. It's not gonna kill them, guys. It's just a flu. So why are we going through this, you know, shutdown of America for something that, you know, you? I mean, do you really think you've seen Tom Hanks for the last time? No, they're gonna be just fine.
Someone just posted a little bit ago. It says Defensive Player of the Year, and it has. Rudy Gobert or whatever you say. Defensive player of the year that underneath it says he literally shut down the entire NBA. So.
And his bold attempt 2 days ago to touch everything at the press, did y'all see that? I mean, he was literally making fun of it just like we are, and then he tests positive for the virus. Oh my gosh. I mean, seriously. So I don't know how we're going to stop this. And if we continue to be able to go to the grocery store and go to restaurants, that's the thing. I was in a bigger city earlier today, and it was business as usual. Like, people were not in public wearing face masks. People were going to Walmart. People were out on the roads. They were going to restaurants. It's really a pandemic only when you turn on the TV or you listen to sports. Every other person in the world is like, okay, life is normal, right? The only difference is now when somebody sneezes or coughs, you're probably going to try to run to the other side of the room.
Listen, let me put it to you this. Let me touch on this. I'll mention something about this coronavirus, and then I'll go on to something else I just seen on WWE.com. But where Lily works, she has to sign in every day. They have to sign in now. Did you cough? Did you sneeze? If you coughed or if you have a cough or a sneeze, they're sending you home and they're sending you right to the doctor. She works in a rehabilitation center for old people, like a nursing home. They don't have any suspected cases yet. But, I mean, this is serious stuff. Now, on the other hand, Rob Gronkowski, did anybody hear this?
Did he sign the deal?
He is close to signing a deal with Vince McMahon. Now, whether he signs as an analyst, which would be about as good as fucking, I'm sorry, would be as good as you or I trying to call that stuff. Because we don't know a wrist lock from a leg lock. But he's close to signing a deal because he's an analyst on Fox, and SmackDown is on Fox. They're close to signing a deal. In what capacity? I don't know. As soon as we know, I'll post something on the 110 page. But listen, we got about 8 minutes left. There's no fans in the stands this week. None of us are really going to be super invested in watching this race. And I'm excited because I said this on the Race Chat Live page the other day on Facebook. And I kind of like, it kind of sucks that they do. And I understand why they do it, but they group all the West Coast races into one leg. They do a West Coast loop. Do you guys like, are you guys excited when they do the West Coast loop where they're all in, when they're all out there at the, you know, within the first 3 weeks of the season? Or would you rather those West Coast swings done, those three races done at a different, at different times of the season?
No, I love it. I think it's great. It's cost efficient for the teams for the most part. I think that this year kind of threw a little wrench in the bucket because we're running a different car, different package from at Phoenix than what we were at the other two Western tracks. Basically it comes down to weather and weather patterns. Typically you don't have as much rain out west. It's a little bit warmer. You know, we've tried to do the Rockingham and Bristol and Atlanta after Talladega, and most of the time we get cold, hardly anybody there type races. And so it kind of helps build the momentum for the race season when you go out west where, you know, those guys are in T-shirts and shorts year-round. You know, I know this year it was a little bit cooler, but who hasn't had strange weather in 2020? This whole year's been strange,
last week,
and now we're dealing with
earlier this week we had 75-degree weather.
Right, man.
Earlier
this
week,
yeah,
75 degrees.
We've had rain every day since Christmas in the South.
Well,
we have not
for
ever
us
seen
in
this
the winter.
Rain.
For us in the winter, we have two big sports here in the winter. We have ice fishing, and we have the snowmobile trails. The state didn't even open the trails because we had one major storm in December where we got like 16, 17 inches. And then we got rain, and then we got ice. So you can't easily ride a snow machine on ice. I don't know, Chris, I don't know if you know what a snow machine is. But
my father-in-law lives in Michigan. Well, yeah,
okay.
But my father-in-law lives in Michigan.
But,
you have to have a snowmobile in Michigan. Or you can't get milk and bread.
Or toilet paper.
Yeah. Or TP for your bunghole. Corn oil. Are you threatening me?
I'll take corn dogs. That's one state I have no intentions of ever 7 foot in. Go Buckeyes.
What's that? So here's who I'm picking for a winner this weekend. Are you ready? I'm taking Jimmy Johnson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm taking Jimmy Johnson in the Cup.
It's funny because I was thinking the same thing because I'm sitting thinking this would be the weekend that someone you didn't expect to win. Because hardly anybody's going to watch because of what's going on. So it wouldn't get blown up or be a big, spectacular thing because nobody would really pay attention. So I was thinking of names, and Jimmy Johnson was one of those. Now, I started thinking to myself, hell, this would be the weekend Jimmy Johnson wins, and nobody's really going to talk about it because nobody really cares right now.
In the Truck Series, I'm going to go with Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch.
And I don't really give a shit who wins in the Xfinity. No, it's all three of them.
It's all three of them. First of all, there was something that we missed. Ryan Newman has confirmed that he was knocked out in the wreck, and he is suffering from a bruised brain. So there is no timeline yet for Ryan Newman's return. Second of all, if Ross Chastain doesn't stop wrecking Roush's cars, then I foresee Roush relieving Ross of his duties and finding somebody else to drive.
Who can wreck him too?
Somebody who's less likely to wreck him. And you know, I know that his first call wouldn't be to Elliott Sadler, but Elliott Sadler would probably be a better choice. Yes, go ahead.
are you telling me all those years they put up with Ricky Stenhouse wrecking their cars, a few by Ross, it is going to make a difference? Like, you will think they don't have a tolerance level at this point? Oh, we're going to let you wreck the
cars. Ricky wrecked so many race cars that they can't afford to fix anymore. That's why they got rid of Ricky.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you keep it under Ricky's number so I can wreck for the next 5 years, I'm good, right?
You know, Ross has had some great runs in the number six car with,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
DJ Sports. I mean, he really has. Unfortunately, he hasn't finished that way. And the one thing that Roush cannot stand is somebody who does not take care of the equipment. That's the reason why Ricky got fired. I'm not sure that Roush is going to have that long of a leash on a driver who's a Chevy driver in a Ford car.
How long JTG Racing can handle having Stenhouse. I mean, all jokes aside, last week alone, this is a team
three
that's
races,
not as
three races.
How long can they afford to have him in the car or tear it up?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because 3 weeks, three wrecks, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know, business as usual for Ricky, but, you know, the difference is I'm seeing Ricky run, you know, 10 spots above where Ryan Freeman's been running until Ricky winds up in a wreck. So it's like he's overperforming. They're just not getting the finishes. He's not finishing out the races. So it's definitely something to keep our eye on. And being the small organization JTG is, I don't see how much longer they can deal with Ricky wrecking race cars. I mean, you know, you would think that
say
he
that 10 times quick.
Ricky wrecked race cars. But now to go on to the pick, on the truck side, I got to go for Stuart Friesen, man. I do. He's going to be in a KBM truck. You know, to a sense, it's a KBM truck. I really think that he'll have everything that he needs to run this weekend. It's funny that you said Jimmy Johnson, because I'm going to have to go with Alex Bowman again. This is a track that's similar to California. Alex Bowman put a whooping on everybody at California. So, I mean, I've got to go with who I think is going to be the better pick. And Alex Bowman, I mean, what real way to signify that this is for real and he's going to have a breakout season than you know, to have Alex Bowman in victory lane. In a perfect world, Chase Elliott's going to win. You know, in a perfect world, he's going to win in his home track. But I hope that it's Alex Bowman, and that's who I'm picking. Now, on the Xfinity side, you know, we've had a little bit of a surge from some of these guys in the past couple of races. I think Harrison Burton has come a long way as well. I don't see where we've separated ourselves yet with the big three, but I will have to say that I feel like Austin Cindric is probably the best bet for the win this weekend in the Xfinity Series.
Let's go with, as much as I think somebody, it'd be an interesting to have a weekend and somebody that we don't expect to win in the Cup Series. I'm going to put my money on Rowdy. Rowdy's on him. I think he's going to go out to prove something this weekend. Y'all want to put money up on me, you know, bow this. I'm going to sweep everything I can sweep. I'm going to take him the truck and the Cup Series. And Xfinity, I am going to go with, once again, Noah Gregg.
Wow. Yeah, how about that Twix car last week? Did y'all not think that was one of the coolest-looking race cars on the track? That Twix car stood out, y'all. Like, out of all the paint schemes and all the different candy bars that he's run, the Snickers, the Skittles, the M&Ms, all the different kinds of M&Ms, that Twix car, guys, I thought that was a nice, that was a badass looking hot rod. Any thoughts on that? Did y'all catch that?
No, I didn't catch it.
It was a 54 Twix car. I really thought it was awesome. It was a really cool looking race car.
Listen, real quick update. It just came across the newswire, come across my Google. WWE has moved their Friday Night SmackDown show from wherever it was supposed to be, I think up north, over to down to the Performance Center at Disney, and or not too far from Disney, I should say. And no word on WrestleMania as of yet. The decision will be made next week. Now, not like cutting it close, WrestleMania is 3 weeks away. So they're going to make a decision next week. Tampa officials will make a decision next week. They're waiting to see how Vince McMahon and his staff are going to handle what they're going to do. So,
well, I don't see how Vince McMahon can stop the XFL series this season and not the WrestleMania as well.
I agree. But I just wanted to share that with you. Listen, it's been a corona-filled night. I've got to go suck on some. I got to go suck on some limes and some salt. And I will talk to everybody tomorrow. Don't forget, like I said, the race show, the car show up here in Albany or in Rotterdam is this weekend. They have not canceled it as of yet that I know of, and they probably won't because I think they were loading cars in tonight. And race season for us kicks off in a couple of weeks. This corona thing might actually be a good thing, like Chris said, for local dirt tracks. Coming up next week, we have got Derek McGrew Jr. He's going to join us at 8:30 before he goes to bed a little after 9 because he's still got school. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Chloe on, who is Kathy Bellin's daughter. And yeah, that's just about it. That's all I got. What do you guys got going on down at Why Not Motorsports Park this weekend? Anything? Chris?
Mississippi State Championship Town City Super Late Models will be in town in 2 weeks. Well, not this weekend, but next weekend. Magnolia opens up, and Hattiesburg Speedway will be racing as well. Go out and support your local tracks. Mr. CJ Sports, I think you had something to say.
I'll say real quick so we get wrapped up. To me, the WWE thing is a little bit different. It's 3 weeks away. XFL, if you cancel a week or two, you don't kind of shot the season because it's only 10 weeks. So it's a little bit different to me because you still got 3 weeks to decide something versus the XFL. You cancel 2 or 3 weeks, you might have to cancel the season because that's already a third of your season anyway.
Okay.
All right, so we will talk at everybody next week. Hopefully we have something exciting happen Sunday at Atlanta Motor Speedway for all three racing series this weekend, minus the fans not being in the stands. So hopefully Jeff Gordon doesn't put us to sleep too much during the broadcast on Sunday afternoon.
And if he winds up with the coronavirus, y'all know who jinxed him.
Yeah.
Bet
yeah.
You won't mess with me no more.
So we will talk at everybody
next week. 6 minutes ago, due to ever-increasing situation with the coronavirus, we're all facing Alltech Raceway, which is in Lake City, Florida, has decided to postpone this weekend's event. I mean, there you go. Now, all of a sudden, dirt
and that's where
the
that's where. Oh, real quick, who is the guy that we had on last year runs a Lamborghini?
Yeah, that's Tyler Sistrom.
Yeah, Tyler Sistrom. Congratulations to Tyler and his wife. They got married last week.
Yeah, they got married.
Down in Florida.
They sure did.
I've seen the pictures.
Yep.
They were very beautiful. The video was very beautiful. So, Tyler, and to your beautiful bride, congratulations from all of us here at Race Chat Live and the 110 on Blog Talk Radio. With that being said, Mama, get out the peanut butter and banana sandwiches. This boy's heading to the house.
Woo-hoo. All right.
We'll talk to
you all
later.
We'll see you next
Bye.
Week. Bye.